Welcome, sisters. We are podcasting live from Yoni Garden, where the fruit is always juicy and nothing is taboo. This is your monthly subscription to all things Yoni and womb health related. We are your hosts,
Tay
and Jay. So let's dive right in. Okay, so we are recording episode 4, and we are very excited to present our special guest for this episode, Angela from goddessbody.org.
Yay!
Angela is here, and we're going to be talking about several things, and we are so excited. We made a post on Instagram letting the Yoni Sisterhood know that you would be on our podcast, and if they had any questions for you, to ask them in the comments. While I look up the questions, I will ask the ones that I posted, since I know that off top. I'm a caregiver, and one of the kiddos I watched was really constipated. She hadn't gone poo in about a week. I was wondering if your weight release tea is safe for young children.
And how old are they?
She's 2. She's tiny.
Oh.
Yeah, man. So I don't know. That's why.
No. Weight release has senna in it.
Mm-hmm.
And senna is something that causes like peristalsis to take place. So peristalsis is the action of the colon, the moving action that causes it to like squeeze and contract poo out of your large intestine into your anal,
mm-hmm.
Your anus. So it does it with brute force. So, but within weight release, also having that in mind, I have other herbs like carminative herbs that, you know, relax
mm-hmm.
those muscles and, you know, help release gas. So taking senna by itself can be very strong if you don't know the proper dosages.
Mm.
And that's an adult. And so the way I mix up weight release is so that it minimized cramping and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's too strong for a child that small. Mm-hmm. I have given it to children, particularly my own.
Mm-hmm.
But they're big kids. Like they're 12 and like 10, 9.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest one is 4, and I would not give that to him.
Okay.
And then you would not, in a case of a young child, like around 4, you would not, I wouldn't say anything under 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it also depends on their weight, because some 5-year-olds are like the size of 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
So you got to take that in consideration too. But definitely 2, no, it's going to come right out of them and they're going to be miserable. And
aww.
So something like that, just mm-hmm. hot ginger.
Hot ginger.
Just take some ginger water. Matter of fact, you can get ginger water from the store already made, but it'd be better if you could just make it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to worry about preservatives. If you have an organic section in the store, then I would definitely do that if you're not comfortable making it.
Mm-hmm.
They have actual herbal ginger water.
Mm.
I don't know where most of the listening audience is from, but in the South, we have like Kroger's out here.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Kroger, any major food chain really has an organic section nowadays.
Yeah.
Almost Kroger, Giant, heck, Walmart even does. Now, I'm not even going to do that. But Kroger, Giant, you know, things like that. Martin's, Shoppers, Wegmans, Farm Fresh, you know, they
yeah.
all have an organic section. And they're likely to have these herbal waters that have ginger in it. And you can literally just put that at 2, they shouldn't be on Baba no more, but sippy
yeah.
cup maybe,
mm-hmm.
and just put them in a cup, and that will help a lot. Because ginger, you know, helps with the digestive system. And if they are open to creating it themselves, it's really easy. They just take some ginger root and peel it, cut it into little slices, no more than maybe like, what's that, like an inch, and boil it in about 8 ounces of water. And let it sit for like 15 minutes tops, because the longer you let it sit, the stronger it's going to be.
Right.
So let it sit like 15 minutes top, and then give it to the baby. Make sure it's not hot.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to them warm. And then continuously doing that maybe once a day you don't have to mix it, just straight up.
Mm-hmm.
You can mix a little honey in it so they like it,
yeah.
you know, because it is a little
honey. Mm-hmm.
And, they should be good to go within a day or two.
Yeah.
So,
good. Well, that's good
yeah.
to know.
Yeah. They end up having to give her an enema. Poor little girl. It was a bad day, Friday. Friday was a bad day.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. Wow.
Well, she's potty training, and she's got the number one down.
But then number two, she just doesn't want to mess her pants.
They get what is this? Oh no, this got to stay up in here. That's not gonna happen. Like,
yeah. So it was about a week or so since she had a good bowel movement. I was like, oh girl.
ASAP. Mm-hmm. But no, it's way too strong for babies. Okay. I wouldn't feel comfortable. Okay. Yeah. I experience all the time, but not with other.
Yeah. That's what I was like. Well, let me ask.
And babies can have smoothies too. Like babies eat once, you know. So
she
you can
tears make the baby my smoothie eat. Up. She every day.
Yeah, give her a smoothie with good stuff. We could put a little ginger in the smoothie. It's gonna be too spicy, but you could do rhubarb. Rhubarb doesn't have a taste. Just do a little bit in the smoothie. It has no taste at all. It just takes on the taste of whatever you put in there. And just like same thing, one little, maybe half an inch of rhubarb in the smoothie. That'll help clear her out too.
That's good to know.
Well, I had a question. Before we get to our Yoni sister's question. I am a hoarder of your products, okay? Yeah. I love your products. I love you too. I tend to order when I know I have, like, for instance, my yoni oil. I have a whole one and I have a half of one, but I still ordered more because my half of one will be gone soon, you know? Right. So my question for you is specifically for the yoni oil and the teas, because I buy those a lot. Mm-hmm. The shelf life. Yeah. On yoni oil, how long is it good for?
So nothing really fully expires. It's usually what I say is it starts to lose medical efficiency at a certain time, and then it diminishes from there. Now, oil can become rancid, but with all the natural preservative in yoni oil, you know, and natural antibacterial stuff, it takes a long time. Okay. So I tell clients a year from purchase date.
It's gone by then.
Most people aren't holding it that long. But a year from the purchase date is when you'll start to see a decrease in medicinal effects, and then depending on storage and whatnot. But anything longer than that, I wouldn't suggest using it. You can smell it. I've had oils because I have a whole bunch here all the time. And so in my cabinet for me. And so I've had it so that it's gotten to like 8 months at a point. So... And I didn't have any problems. I mean, it's always very potent and good. So I don't know anybody who's had used it any longer than that. So,
no, it doesn't last.
Teas as well, the same thing, a year from purchase date, because everything is made fresh. Nothing is sitting in here for more than 3 weeks. So making it and going out. So it's fresh.
Good. Because I love... the yoni oil, and I told Jackie I'm kicking myself because, you know, I know the yoni oil, the yoni wash, you know, is for the yoni, but I'm one of those people who puts it, I use it like shower gel.
I do the same thing.
I only ordered one when it first released, because we were on it August 1st. We were on the site like, let's get this oil. let's get this wash so we can go.
You didn't get it until like the 25th. I'm so sorry. Yes, that's like never gonna happen in life again. That just was like total glitch error of like the formula was done. It was just the little intricate parts of like labeling and getting caps. You know, the little stuff.
You know, we were talking about it, and we're like, you know what? I bet you she's like us and a perfectionist, and she can't just put it out there. It has to be perfect.
I refuse to mail stuff out without a label. I just can't. It's just unprofessional. I just can't do it.
So, and we were sitting here waiting so patiently, like, you guys are awesome. It's August 10th. Like,
I sure did get an email. I don't think I got an email from you guys. And I was literally, my husband was like, what are you going to do about these yoni washes? What are we going to do about these yoni washes? You're going to have to contact them. And I was like, okay. It's coming out this week. I got it this week. Trying to get with the graphic designer. She's like, I'm out of town. I'm like, no. Gosh. Okay. So it's just like a bunch of little stuff.
Yeah.
But it's done. It's done now. And I do ask people to wait up to 10 business days, which some people feel is outlandish. And I understand, but we're not like a big, large industrial company. And it's literally just three of us now doing it. I'm making everything. I just trained my assistant to help me create, you know, stuff. And mostly she's doing mostly like the labeling and bottling. And then my husband's doing shipping, effort. It's just us. Yeah. So, I say we, literally, us three. Like, I don't know if people think we have this huge warehouse or something. It's just not the case. Not yet. A lot of my clients, they notice the sales. Like, I'm holding out. I'm awake.
We were just talking about that. Tay gonna have a sale in November. You think she's gonna have a sale in November? Maybe we should wait.
Yeah, I was literally trying to look through emails. Like, you know what? The last time I ordered in bulk, I think she had a last, like, end of the year sale. She's like, I'm not having any more, you know, before the end of the year. It's like, I think it was November, but it could be September. And then turn around, it was September, and you're like, oh, take off 30%. I was like, get it now, because we may not see this anymore until 2017.
What happens is I will do Black Friday. I will always do Black Friday because there's just so much demand. So, and Black Friday is always our biggest sale of the year. So know that.
Okay, so there we go.
Because you're really not market, you know, so we're definitely going to put it out there. And this would be the third Black Friday we participate in, and it'll probably be the most successful because you just learn from mistakes, having all the inventory set up, you know, so that things can go out quickly. The first Black Friday we did was terrible. Like, it took us 6 weeks to get everything out. It was like, I had to send a long apology email. Like, it was insane. Like, yeah. I didn't expect that type of response, but it was Black Friday. So I just didn't know. So yeah, now I'm like, I'm going to have to use the out of stock feature. Like, no way. Everybody, you know, everybody's hearing my voice. Thank you so much for just supporting us and trusting us with your yonis. I mean, that's a vital part of your anatomy. Like, it's like, precious piece of your anatomy. Your temple, you know, is all precious and holy, but that yoni right there, like, that is
it's the most precious. It's,
yeah, I mean, the entire society is pretty much infatuated with it, you know. Marketing's infatuated with it. Mm-hmm. Music is infatuated with it. Mm-hmm. You know, all industries are infatuated with our yonis. And so we should be too. We have to realize that we're sitting on gold. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to treat it as such.
Yes.
We have to treat it as a fine mineral, you know.
Exactly.
You can't just hand it out. You don't just dish out gold nuggets to people as you walking by. No, it's in a vault. You know what I'm saying? Major investment.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so
I will tell you, it's your products. My doctor even commented on, because I was going through, so I told her that I was using your yoni herbal tea. I remember the name, Yoni Health.
Mm-hmm. Healthy yoni.
Yes. So I was using healthy yoni, and I told her that, and then we like looked it up online, and she was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead." I think she's kind of placating me at that point, but I was like, "All right, whatever." And then I came in for my 2 week checkup after I had the leap, so I was, you know, cut, and when she actually looked at it, she was like, this is healed up so much better than I expected it to. She was like, I can't believe, like, I've done this procedure, like, however many times she's done it already this year. And she's like, no one has healed up like that fast. I told her, healthy yoni and veganism. There you go.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, that is the combo. Yes. Thank you for mentioning that, because nutrition is just as important as any supplement you're using. It doesn't matter how good it is, how much love intention it is, how natural it is. If your diet is BS, you're not going to completely heal from anything. And you're not going to just, if you're not dealing with a current health issue that's being expressed, trust me, something is going on inside that's keeping you from getting where you want to be, you know, in mind, body, and spirit at some level. Mm-hmm. If you're not conscious of that mucus inside your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely. Which is acid. It's caused by an acidic diet, you know. So the acid, it's the acid inside. Like, if you have acid in a bowl and you put your hand in the bowl, what happens?
You burn your hand.
You have like a, you're going to bulge, you burn your hand, right? Mm-hmm. So if you eat foods that, when they're broken down, release acid, a bunch of acid in the blood and tissues, what's happening on the inside of your body?
Burning.
You're burning up the tissue, and then you have inflammation. And then you have, you know, the tissue has to repair. Just like what happens to your skin if you get a burn, it's going to scab up. It's not going to be able to move. Mm-hmm. It's going to send a bunch of messages are there to get repaired, you know. So what happens on the inside, being that it's a bunch of liquid, same thing, but you're going to have mucus surround the area to insulate it, okay, so that the burn doesn't burn the rest of the tissue. Mm-hmm. It's trying to insulate the condition. And so that's why you have mucus from acidic conditions. Mm. So, and people are thinking, well, stop drinking soda. That's acid. It's acid. It's not just that. It's the food, like mm-hmm. the pasta, the refined grains. When you eat it and it's broken down into its component parts, it releases acidic components. And mm-hmm. over time, it builds up in different tissues. And so that's how you start to get disease manifesting in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now. Because mm-hmm. it builds up. You know, everything is like a small little micromolecule in the body, but it builds up over time. Until it's a huge problem. And that's when it's being expressed. It's been an issue for 5-10 years and you ain't even know it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why preventive health is so important.
Yes.
You know, you want to prevent these things from going on. A lot of people you find that they say, oh, in my 30s, it all went to shit. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, but it was actually in your 20s. You know what I'm saying? It was actually in your teens. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And now you're just realizing it because it's being expressed. You know, but you gotta prevent that. And you can start at any point when you realize it. You can turn things around. You don't want to wait until you have massive cell degradation and they can no longer what they're replicating, because the way the cells work and the DNA, they replicate themselves. So you're going to have cells replicating DNA that's been damaged. Mm. So the new cells aren't going to be as good as the original. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to replicate new cells that aren't going to be as good as the last one. You know what I'm saying? And then ultimately you get cell degradation and then you have death to the point where they can no longer replicate and keep up with, you know what I'm saying, the crap you've been doing. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't help that there's things that you can't control. You know, you have to control what you can, because you can't control the air. You right. can't control the water. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't control the humans around you, but I'll argue that because you can to an extent.
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard to remove yourself from toxic environments initially. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So all of those things contribute to, you know, cellular damage. You know, mm-hmm. so what you can control, you should control. If you can control your water, control it. If you can control your food, control it. But it takes discipline and an effort and a knowing mm-hmm. that you have to do it. If you're ignorant to the fact that all this crap is deleterious to your body, then you're just ignorant to it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Ignorant, it don't got to be a diss word. It just is what it is. You just don't know.
You don't know. Yeah.
Right.
But there's a poor excuse because we're in the information age. You have computers exactly. in your pocket.
Exactly.
You guys can't see it right now, mm-hmm. but I'm seriously on the other side of the screen mm-hmm. fangirling over Angela right now. Like, it's only because, like, and this is like no shade to anybody else that I buy products from, but I love Angela's products, and I love Angela for who she is, because she knows what she's talking about. Like, most people is like, hey, buy my wash. Okay, what's in your wash? you know, read the ingredients. But with Angela, she's gonna tell you like exactly what it is. I didn't expect to get all that, you know, mm-hmm. your DNA is replicating the bad ones and whatnot. But she gave it to you. You know what I'm saying? No one's gonna talk to you like that, and people need to hear that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a crazy world out here, and it's a bunch of crazy stuff in our food. And if you can't control, if you're not controlling it, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to control what you can control. And we're not. Well, we are. We're trying.
We were, but,
you
not.
Know, in general.
You're doing it. You've already taken those steps. You know, mm-hmm. you are doing it. You're not trying anymore. Mm-hmm. You're in it.
Yeah. Right.
And those results will show.
Yeah. I was telling Tay, so we have the African Holistic Health Book. And that's like our new Bible.
That should be everybody's Bible. Oh my God.
There was a section when she came to visit me in, what was it, June, July?
July.
So she came to visit me in July. I randomly just went like this to my arm and I had this little bone spur and I was like, what is that? I literally had never felt it before. And it's your arm. So, you know, when you're washing, you would feel it. And I was like, what is that? And there's a section in the book about bone spurs. And I got the herbs. And I made my tea, and it is, like, almost, like, gone now. And I'm like, I am magical. Like, you yes. are magical because you can literally heal yourself. I don't have this mm-hmm. problem anymore. Like, my wrist was really hurt, and it still has times because I had a carpal tunnel, and this was broken, which in the book it explains, like, when you had bone trauma, that's a thing that could come, you know, years later down the line. I was mm-hmm. like, okay, yeah. It's working. So you can right. fix any of your problems as long as you do it the right way.
Right.
Yeah.
And knowing that. And then what you said, you know, right there, how you were able to compare what happened to your in the past with what's going on now. You did have slight assistance with the book, but a lot of that was intuition, you know, and your intuition starts to become stronger the more healthier you are. It's just a part of your body. You know what I'm saying? Like, your these glands mm-hmm. that control the hormones in your body and the way you feel, you know what I'm saying, are glands. They're tissue. They're made of cells, too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things that you don't hear a lot of healers or herbalists or whatever talk about is when they focus on cleansing and eating healthy, they focus from the neck down. Mm. All right. They take a neck down approach. And that's just like the society. They're just kind of feeding what people want, the way they want to look, you know what I'm saying? And whatever's going on in the trends, you know, colon cleansing or whatever. They've taken a neck down approach, which is not good because the blood flows from to everywhere in the body. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you get in dirt blood in your brain, you're going to think dirt thoughts. You know what I mean? The glands in your brain create your entire reality, how you perceive reality to be. So if you eat in foods that are, you know, abused and misused, those are mm-hmm. the type of thoughts that you're going to have. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Foods just stripped from their nature. How you think you're going to act out of your nature? Mm-hmm. It's really simple. It's like really not that complicated at all. You know what I mean? So your mind, it's the saying, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. we use it like it's a garbage can, you know? So the pineal gland, you know, that sits in the middle of your brain, mm-hmm. you know, that governs your intuition. And that is what the world is infatuated right now with, your third eye opening in the natural world, mm-hmm. I'll say, or in the whole health type of world, opening your third eye so that you can be more intuitive and, you know, gather message from the spiritual realm as to what your purpose is in life and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? But you cannot open up your pineal gland eating dirt crap, because your pineal gland, no matter how esoteric or spiritual you are, you know what I'm saying, is still mm-hmm. tissue. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's still tissue. It's still three-dimensional tissue. Like, I don't care how spiritual you are. If you're not doing certain things, mm-hmm. you're not going to open up these other realities that humans might have experienced 20,000, 40,000, 50,000 years ago. But that's a whole another lecture, you know?
That'd be part two.
Yeah. No, and we haven't even touched on yoni yet, you know?
Right.
But, you know, it's a reality in your body. Mm-hmm. You know, intuition is a reality. Every cell has an intelligence. Intelligent is not how many degrees you have, how many books you've read. That's not intelligent. That's intelligent-like. That's smart. That's still an ego thing, though. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Intelligence is a sperm and an egg coming together and a baby forming 9 months later. Mm-hmm. That's intelligence, because nobody, the baby didn't read nothing. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to go inside and figure out, oh, how I'm going to get this baby to grow a leg and a finger. Oh, my God. Like, you didn't have to do all that. Mm-hmm. That's intelligence. That's God. That's spirit, you know what I'm saying? And that's in all of us. And you are able to experience that more fully the healthier you are, because your temple is clean. Have you ever been to a church or a mosque or whatever your place of worship may be, and it's dirty up in there? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, because they know in the temple, this is God's place, you know what I'm saying? And everything is in order. Mm-hmm. Everything's in accord. I have to give praise here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, you know what I'm saying, a place where God is invited.
Yeah.
You need to make sure you use that as an example for what your body should be. You know what I'm saying? Your body is your temple. You know what I mean? So you don't want to dirty it all up. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be harder for your spirit to reside there. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why you have a lot of low level vibration type folks, you know what I'm saying, around, because their temple is just dirt. Their spirit's like, I can't even, what am I supposed to do here? Like, Their spirit is all the way in the back burner. You know what I'm saying? They ignore on a daily basis. They ignore it for the little stuff. They ignore it. They're driving, and something in their head says, make a right. Nah, I'm going to go left. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, they're in the car. That's intuition. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you hear it more, that little voice in your head, not the one that you speak to yourself, but that voice in your head that just pops up every now and then, that you should do this. That's your higher self. That's intuition. That's God. That's spirit. And you hear it more.
Yes, I was going to say, since we've been doing this 90-day alkaline, I do. I hear it more. And it's clear as day. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I never thought about that. Let me do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Beautiful. Yes.
Okay, let's do this last question from our Instagram post from LovelyCrush10. She says, good morning. Here is my questions for Goddess Body. I recently purchased several teas and would like to know how often and for how long to drink each tea. Is it okay to drink them together? I have the Body Cleanse Trio, Hair, Skin, and Nails, and Weight Release Blends.
Oh, she went in.
Mm-hmm. She said, I know I drink the Yoni Blend twice a day. Thank you again. You guys are truly a blessing. Oh, thank you. We appreciate you asking. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So she got, I'm assuming, I'll answer it in two ways. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming when she said I got the trio that she got it as the cleanse kit and not just separate teas.
Right. I would assume that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I do have people who've done the cleanse before and they just, you know, like to take the teas and they're taking, you can do that. Just take the teas by themselves without doing the cleanse. I recommend cleansing first. But if that's the case, then what she's going to want to do is do the cleanse first. Mm-hmm. Do not do the cleanse and then try to do hair, skin, and nails and weight release while you're doing the cleanse. Mm-hmm. Because you want to get your body reset first before you try to rebuild anything. Reset, you know, demolish the nonsense, get it about you, then rebuild. Destroy, then rebuild. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Release, then rebuild. So do that first. And then, honestly, I can't do 5 teas a day. That's just kind of crazy. Like, I'm not calling this sister crazy.
Right.
She might be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? I can't do 5 teas a day. So 3 teas is a challenge for people. And so I tell them, you know, to pre-make them. You can store them up in the fridge for to 48 hours. That's so you can literally.
Thank you. That was the question I had. And I was like, what is that other question I needed?
Was it in the book? I don't remember where. I think it was in the booklet.
It should be. Yeah, it's in there. There's a lot of words in the booklet, though, so I understand if you get it. I had to bring it down to 12 pages. It was 22, and I was like, this is not.
You might want to send us the 22 pages because we can read it.
I'm updating it, and I have a couple announcements for the end. I got some new stuff coming out. But
Yeah,
it's going to be amazing. So after I bust out all the tea information, they're going to be like, well, why didn't you just tell us that? But because I'm still going to have the teas available. But ultimately, since I'm talking, let me answer her question first. So the cleanse, you're going to just follow the cleanse as directed. She should have received, you know, the 12-page manual. Read the whole manual before you start, because a lot of the questions are answered in it. As far as your eating regimen and everything. So do that first. And those 3 teas, for anybody who's listening who doesn't know, it come in the Goddess Body Cleanse, is the Mind Spirit Herbal Blend in the morning, your Healthy Yoni Herbal Blend in the afternoon, and then your Cleansing Herbal Blend, which is the quote-unquote detox tea that people think about detoxing, like liver, kidney, colon blend, you know what I'm saying? That you take in the evening, and that's the only one that has like a time associated with it. You take it right after your last meal. And then there's Belly Buster, which is not a tea. It's an herbal fiber blend. And you just put that in smoothies. You could put it in water and drink it if, you know, you want to. It doesn't have a bad taste at all. It tastes pretty good to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of my clients agree. It tastes pretty good. And you just put it in a smoothie, wop, 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 drink it. That's it. It's pretty simple. You do that for 7, 21, or 28 days, depending on what's going on. And so I would have her do that first. Once she's finished with that, then she can do HSN and weight release in the evening. Weight release in the evening. I would do weight release just like you would do cleansing blend right after your last meal. And HSN, she can really do at any time. But I do have a post that addressed this very question. And the post is called Best Times for Tea. It's called Best Times for Tea. And I lay out all the tea blends and the best times to take them. And so if she wants to search that heading, It's literally like the post is just words and it says best time for tea. Or I could just go on your page and tag her under it so she could actually, you know what I'm saying, see that. Yeah, as
either
well.
Way. I said, we were commenting the other day about the change in, because we've been following you for a while now, and the change in your Instagram. I was like, girl, yes. I love the way she did this. This is perfect.
It was a new year change. That was one of those transition things coming in. We had just moved and everything last year. And coming into the new year, I was like, man, I don't want to look like nobody else. I want things to stand out. I'm a scientific artist, so I like things. I like, you know, with holistic health, everything is art and science. So I'm like, I got the left brain stuff going. I need to get the right brain stuff going. You know, this it needs to look aesthetically welcoming. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of those things, like people only want to fix at the beginning of the year or around their birthday. That's it. Beginning of the year, around their birthday, or when they really are experiencing something very, very negative. Like they don't have any choice. They done tried everything. Now they're like, hey, give me the plants now. I'm like, now? You should have been taking the plants. But, you know, I get it. It usually takes a lot for people to change. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I get it. But how can I make it so that people are attracted, you know what I'm saying, to see what I'm trying to say, you know what I'm saying? And that's why the change took place. So it's a lot more work because I got to keep the little scheme going.
Yes. That's what I told her. I was like, Tay, we ain't doing that. It's a lot of work.
It is. There's certain things you can do just to, you know, make things aesthetically different. But I really wanted the whole pattern scheme and everything. So I was like, why did I do this again? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I got to keep it going.
Yes, it makes it aesthetically pleasing, like you said, but also easy to find the information. Yeah. Because it's the words. Like, okay, I know I'm looking for, this is my question. I know exactly what I'm looking for. Let me search those keywords real quick because you can scroll through quickly and find what you're looking for.
And then, did I answer all of her questions?
Yes.
Correct. And everything. Okay, good, mm-hmm. good. She can just take those afterwards. With weight relief, it depends on her starting weight right now and her, you know, overall health. But with weight release, I usually say, you know, 2 weeks on, a week off, or 3 weeks on, a week off.
Okay.
You know, because there is Senna in it, and you want to give your digestive system a chance to do its own thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and then ultimately, you know, she come off of it. That's not something you just continue to take for the rest of your life type of thing. That's really to help you release the waste. And then, you know what I mean? So, but HSN is the ones, a healthy yoni, you could just take that all the time. Like, you don't ever have to stop.
So I think that's all of our questions. And we kind of went off on a few tangents, but that's fine because we got some amazing information here.
Yes.
I'll just say that's the spirit.
Yes.
Through us, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, don't forget this, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning. I'm sitting here, I'm like, keep talking.
I got two pages filled up.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
Yeah. And that is going to do it for episode 4 with our very special guest, Angela, the founder and creator of Goddess Body. Episode 5 will be available for download in 2 weeks. In this segment, Angela shares with us her as above, so below, the holistic health for this 21st century woman. You do not want to miss this, so stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to Yoni Sisters with Tay and Jay. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, www.yonisisters.com, to your friends and relatives. Be sure to check out our archives section on our website for previous podcasts. Also, subscribe to our newsletter on our website for a free PDF journal page for your monthly intentions. This has been a Yoni Sisters LLC production.